The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Andy Brownell on News Talk 1340 KROC AM 96.9 FM. It's Saturday, and that means we are with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, my gosh. I can't get over the fact that this week just blew by.
Oh, gosh. Every week seems to just zip.
Oh, right here we are. We have one more week of August, and then we're into September. It's like, Okay, for all those families listening with little kids, you know what that means.
Yeah,
back to a schedule, right?
Yeah, Rochester Public Schools starts Monday with some of the kids.
Oh, does it? Okay.
So the buses will be running.
I don't pay attention anymore because I don't have kids in school anymore.
I know.
So, yeah, I don't have to know.
But wow. When you are in that age, and everything moves up a notch for you as far as business, busyness is concerned.
Okay, so Monday is Brett's birthday, and I never, ever remember him being in school on his birthday. So it must be a little earlier start than normal.
They are, and I think this is the first time in a long time they've kicked it up a week before Labor Day.
Okay. I honestly, all while Brett was in school, he never, ever was in school on his birthday.
And it's funny because when you and I were that age, school age, we routinely started at the end of August.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I remember when they started the whole kind of, I don't know if it was a rule or just a guideline, but then they started after Labor Day, and I thought that was awesome. But it never failed. I remember this. I remember going back to school, and we'd get this hot, sunny, beautiful weather.
Oh, yeah.
While we were in school, in school without air conditioning.
Right.
Sitting by the windows looking outside, wanting to be out there. But that was back in the days when kids actually liked to be outside.
And the schools didn't have air conditioning. Now all the schools seem to have air conditioning.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, we had it rough, didn't we, Andy?
Oh, we did. These youngsters nowadays,
They've got it made in the shade.
So kids are going back to school. Things settle down. The summer, busyness is, the weddings, the vacations, the, everything. Does that translate into maybe
you're absolutely
more
right.
Action with the real estate market?
You're absolutely right. I was looking back at our numbers from last year, from September, October, November, December, and we had an uptick from July to August, gradual, big from August to September. So it's like August, everybody was getting in that last month of summer, and they had better things to do than get out there and buy houses, apparently. And then September was really busy, and October was pretty darn busy. And then because we had mild weather, November and December stayed busy. So you never know, but if, things are pointing toward a drop in the interest rates, and if we see that, I definitely think we're going to see busy all the way through the fall to the end of the year. That's what I expect.
So what you're referencing is the head of the Federal Reserve on Friday made some comments that seemed like he's open finally to lowering the rates. I know they meet in September, the Feds do, and if they're going to make an announcement, that's when it'll come. Does the market kind of factor that in, and would you expect the rates to drop even before the Fed makes an announcement?
It typically happens. Typically, we see a drop in the mortgage rates a couple weeks before we actually see the – because you can get a pretty good read whether it's going to be a drop or not. We've known the last few times they met, clearly there was not going to be any drop. I mean, it was made loud and clear.
Right.
So, I think there'll be some real excitement surrounding this, even though, again, our interest rates are not that bad, people. I mean, I've seen things coming across the desk anywhere between 6 and 6.75. If you look for the last 30 years at interest rates, 6.75 is a really good rate. Okay.
It is. And whatever rate hike or rate decrease that comes into effect is probably going to be relatively modest.
Yeah, we had an interesting meeting at RE/MAX this week. Our CEO, Brenda Tusshaus, came down from the Twin Cities, and she did what she calls a round table with Brenda, and she brought, you know, a bajillion slides showing different data about the market, comparing sales, comparing listings, comparing sale price, comparing number of days, month over month. And of course, she had data first nationally. And you and I talk about this a lot. There's a huge difference between the national market and the local market.
Yep.
And I mean, there's probably some markets where the national market speaks pretty, you know, true to what they're going through, but it's not necessarily ours. Okay. So I don't know. I hate the term real estate bubble. Are we in a bubble? We're not in a bubble, but the fact is we do have a very unique market here in Rochester. And when Brenda's even talking about Minnesota, she would point out that the Rochester market is different than the metro area. And I mean, RE/MAX Results is a pretty big company. As you know, there's like 43 offices with 1,300 agents. Now, just to give you an idea, how big that is and how powerful that is, our CMAR, you know, Southeast Minnesota Association of Realtors, has 1,100 realtors, and then I think a couple hundred affiliates. So about the same number, but a couple hundred less realtors throughout Southeast Minnesota as we have in just RE/MAX Results alone. Because, wow, of course, we cover, you know, all over the Twin Cities, on the Wisconsin side from Superior down to La Crosse, you know, Red Wing, Minnesota, of course, down to our office in Wabasha. And I mean, we cover Minnesota and Wisconsin pretty thoroughly. So we have, how do I want to say it? I mean, we have a very dominant presence in the real estate market.
Yep, you do, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And there are advantages to that because there's it gives you access to that many more listings, right?
Especially, you know, I have been noticing, and I won't mention names because I'm not going to pick on anybody, but I've been noticing a lot of young realtors. I mean, these days doing video, it's all about doing video. I don't even know what I want to say about that. But, you know, I get it because I have a marketing degree. I understand that it does get your name out there, even if you're doing the silliest, goofiest, absolutely not related to real estate videos, you're creating a brand for yourself. My advice is be careful and make sure it's the brand that you're trying to create, first of all. You know, I tell the people on my team, if you're going to do videos, make sure that they're really sincere and they portray who you are. So if you are kind of goofy and quirky and have a silly sense of humor, go ahead and do those silly, quirky videos. But if that's not who you are at all, I would avoid those.
Sure.
Right?
It won't work.
Anyway, yeah, I went way off track. But what I was getting at is I see these young agents, you know, doing whatever they can to stir up business, of course. And I happened to land on one where this young man who I've never heard of, never heard his name, never saw his face, and was saying, oh my gosh, most of the houses in Rochester are selling off market in these hot neighborhoods. They don't even hit the market. They go right from the listing agent to the buyer. Well, that is true. I'm not going to say most, but that does often happen. But what he forgot to mention in his little video, and probably intentionally, because I'm sure he knows the rules, is he doesn't have access to most of those listings, because the way it works, if there's any listing that's withheld off market, you can share it with the agents in your brokerage. Okay. So those 1300 RE/MAX Results agents can share it with the rest of the 1300 RE/MAX Results agents. So I will tell you, yes, as a RE/MAX Result agent, I have lots and lots of access to properties that haven't hit the market that are coming. They're not coming soon. Once they're coming soon, everybody has access, but they're withheld from the market, meaning we're giving you the right. They sign a listing contract. They're giving us the right to sell it within our company only. Okay. So other agents from other companies. Now, let me tell you something. I have some really good friends in the other real estate companies who I would love to say, oh my gosh, Betty Sue, I have the best listing. I want to share it with you so you can share it with your clients. Cannot do that. That is absolutely illegal, against the rules. If I have an off-market listing, I can share it with anybody licensed to RE/MAX Results, and that's it. Wow. And those agents can share it with their buyers, so all of their buyers are not going to be kept from it. So if I have the listing and another agent who's not on the Gwaltney Group but is licensed to RE/MAX Results, they can absolutely bring their client in and bring us an offer before it hits the market. But you can't go across companies. And unfortunately, I get a lot of text messages from agents in other companies saying, hey, Robin, I've got a great listing coming and I wanted to tell you about it in case you have a buyer. And I always have to remind them, I can't really do that. And I can't really show this until it's officially listed on the market where everybody in the MLS has access. But thank you. You know, I do appreciate it, but I'll wait for it to become, you know, publicly listed.
Yeah. So in essence, to have access to the unlisted ones, you better be contacting the person or brokerage that is dominant in the marketplace.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to have more of them.
We're going to have more of them, and we do. I mean, RE/MAX Results absolutely dominates the Southeast Minnesota market, and it's not, this is not a opinion. This is facts, right? This is based on the number of transactions, the amount of volume, all of the things. So we do the most business. That's it. I mean, there's 140 agents in our Rochester office. So we have a pretty big presence.
Oh, okay. We do need to take a break. We'll be right back. Right. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results, Saturday morning on Newstalk 1340, KROC AM 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.
To learn more,
to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We are back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. And before the break, Robin, you were talking about access to these homes that aren't officially listed yet.
Withheld listings.
Withheld. Okay. So,
yes. So they are officially listed. We have met with the sellers. We have signed contracts, but there's just a status called withheld, meaning share within the RE/MAX office only. Share with the RE/MAX Results agents only.
Okay. If I'm a seller, why would I want to do that?
That is a very good question. And you know what? If you want to get into a really good, I don't want to say argument, but debate. This is a great subject to debate about, because I could take either side and debate really well. I could say, why would you want to do that? You might have an opportunity to get on the market and have people fighting over your house. So, you know, why on earth would you want to sell it to this person if you don't even know if there's other people interested, right?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times, I'll give you one example. I just did one recently for a young couple. They had purchased their kind of dream home, big, beautiful house, right? And he had just come on staff in his position at Mayo. And prior to that, they were still living in their house that they bought when he came into town as a resident on a much lesser salary. At the time they bought the house, I don't know for sure if they had one baby or none, but by the time they sold it, they had four. Four under the age of four.
Oh, God.
Okay. So when you're a mom at home with four kids under the age of four and a dog, and you've already bought a house, now you want your house sold. Think about, okay, now I can get this thing all cleaned up, perfect, get everything. you know, ready for photos and make sure nothing is out of the way, you know, in the way, and get all four kids and the dog out of the house for showings. Or yeah. I could say, oh, Robin, you think you have a buyer that might want this? When can you bring them over? Oh, they're willing to give us full price what we're asking. How fast can we sign this offer, right? So there's always going to be a circumstance where it's going to work just better for the sellers. Now, I have another couple right now. They're a retired couple, and they are in a position to buy prior to selling. But they're like, you know what? What we'd really like to do is just not get the sign in the yard, not put this online, not have all kinds of people come through. We would just really like it if you or some of your colleagues could find us a buyer. And as long as we get, you know, whatever price it is they're looking for, we'd be happy to sell it. So sometimes people just look at what's easiest for our lifestyle and for the situation. Yeah. And there were markets where we were getting 12 and 14 and 16 offers. And I would tell sellers, boy, it doesn't really make a lot of sense to sell off market, because all you're going to have to do is get the house ready, take those kids, go check into a hotel one night. We'll do open houses on Saturday and Sunday, and we'll have it sold by Sunday afternoon. And you'll have a whole bunch of offers to choose from. So it's really important that you know what the conditions of the current market are, right? What are the chances of getting into multiple offers if we do go live versus if we just keep it off market? Because I will say this, when someone says, I say to someone, say you're my buyer, Andy, and I say, hey, Andy, I have this listing that I think is going to be just perfect for you. And right now it's only available to RE/MAX agents, and it's a hot listing. And I do believe that once it hits the MLS, it is going to sell pretty quickly, but I can give you a heads up and get you in there early. Is that something you'd be interested in doing? And so you say, yeah. And then we go to look at the house and you say, oh man, Robin, this is perfect. What's the price? And I say, it's $550. Do you think I could offer $525? Nope. Well, the truth is you can, but do I think you're going to get it? I don't, because why wouldn't that seller want to get it out there on the market at the price that I have shown them with data that it's worth? Why would they want to take less money than they could potentially get if they put it on the market? So you just have to understand what the market is, all the things. So I will say that 95% of the homes that I have personally sold, withheld, have sold for the listing price, the other 5% over the listing price. Okay. So it's not that they are, that's not the time to make a bargain.
Great. I can see that. Okay. Because the seller would instantly have the option to wait and put it on the market rather than take your offer. Does it ever work out in a situation where somebody, let's say, I don't want to have a listing. I want to do this withheld from market because of my lifestyle. And you come in and you go, you know what? That's perfect, because I know this person and this person are looking for a house just like this.
Yeah. Happens all the time.
Okay.
Happens all the time. I mean, I had a call not probably a few months back. I had sold this lady a house on that little man-made lake, you know, across from Country Club Manor.
Yep.
Yeah. What's that name? Cascade? Is that the name of it? Cascade?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And I had sold her and her husband, I don't know, 8-10 years ago, a house there. And unfortunately, he passed away. Very sad. He was such a great guy. But she had that house, and she was now living out of state. And she called me and said, hey, Robin, I want to sell it. And she goes, it's a lot for me right now, because I'm, you know, mourning my husband's death. I have a lot to go through. We were going back and forth between the two places, the two states, because of work. Now I have to decide, am I going to stay here all the time? Am I going to continue to come back? Even if I do, I'm probably going to want a condo, not this house to take care of, you know, just a lot. And the house is full of everything, you know, full of all the furnishings, full of their sporting equipment, their clothing, their, you know, everything. And now she's got all of that to deal with. And she's like, oh my gosh, I don't know when I'm going to be able to come and get things out or get it ready. And I said, listen, I have a couple who will just go gaga over this house. I said, they are living in an apartment, so their timing is very flexible. They could, if you said, I need 4 months, they'll give you 4 months. If you say, I can be out in a month, they'll be happy to close in a month. Honestly, if you say, I'm sorry, it's going to take me 5.5 months. I mean, they're going to work with you. She goes, oh my gosh, do you think so? And I said, yes. And so then, I told her how much I thought her house was worth. And she's like, are you kidding me? I said, no. And so then she said, oh, I would probably go less than that. I'm like, no, I would be not doing you a service if I let you go less than that. Because if we put this house on the market, we will have more than one offer, because rarely does a house on the water come on the market in Rochester, Minnesota. You know that, right?
Well, there's not a whole lot of water.
There's not a lot of water, right? So, so these people came in. Of course, I knew after showing them probably 15 homes, knowing this is exactly what they would want. They said, oh my God, yes, we want it. Yes, we'll give her the price. Yes, we'll close whenever she wants. So I called her and told her that. She was so thrilled. And then she said, could you ask them if there is anything at all in the house that they would be interested in? Because otherwise I have to figure out what to do with it all. I have right. to. So we just made a great deal, and they basically moved into a completely furnished house with, and they were coming out of an apartment with basically a few pieces of IKEA furniture. So it was just an absolute win-win. The buyers were so thrilled at the end of the day because they got a house even better than they had imagined. And she got more money than she thought she was going to get, and so stress-free. Like, this girl was going through so much stress that being able to take any of the stress off of her plate felt so good. So it was just a really, really awesome situation where definitely worked in both of the parties' favors to do a withheld and off-market sale.
Well, that answered my question, that's for sure. Okay, let's take a quick break, Robin. Back in a moment on News Talk 1340 KROC AM 96.9 FM with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. We are with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results at News Talk, 1340 KROC AM, 96.9 FM. And Robin, I know we've been talking about withheld listings, but do you have any listings, I guess, that you can share
listings
with us
that
today?
We can share with everybody. Yeah, listings that we can share publicly. We definitely do. So let me talk about some of those. Okay, I've got a charmer over in Wabasha. So if anybody is looking for a place in Wabasha, actually I have a couple of really cute ones over there that would be great for somebody if they're looking for just a weekend place, or if it's time to move your family to Wabasha, or if you're currently in Wabasha renting and it's time to buy. But we do have some dandies in Wabasha, and one of them is 506 9th Street East, and that one is listed for $339,900. Okay. It's an older house. It was built in 1965. But it has a newer roof on it, and the inside has a newer kitchen, like within the last couple of years, bathrooms, hardwood floors have all been redone. So it's very, very cute. And in addition to the two-car attached garage, the owners have built a very, very large with tall ceilings, four-car detached garage. So it's giving you six garage stalls that could be used for campers, boats, rangers, whatever you have. Fill it up with all your toys. Three bedrooms, two baths, $339,900. So that is a deal. That one's been on the market a week. I'm shocked because I thought for sure the very first weekend it would fly off. So I don't expect that one to stick around long. So if Wabasha is where you want to be, then you probably should check that one out. This is a new one. We don't typically list houses over in Owatonna, but I have a good friend that moved over there from Rochester. And when she called to say, do you ever do business in Owatonna? I said, I have sold people houses, but I personally haven't had a listing, but it's absolutely something I'm willing to take on. So this house is so cool. It was used, well, first of all, it's only been in two families, and the house was built in 1898.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Yeah. So this particular family, the Northrups, have had this house for like their third or fourth generation. Okay. So very, very cool. And it is a huge house. It has six bedrooms. It has six bathrooms. It has, oh my gosh, 6,500 and some
big square feet.
It's a big house. Anyway, it is obviously a very old historical, but in such great shape, like the woodwork and the floors and it's just beautiful. So that house sounds like it's going to cost you $1 million, but the going rate for that house in Owatonna, it's listed at $585,000.
What? Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you. And it's located at 358 East Main. For years, it was used as a bed and breakfast and could easily be converted back to a really, really cool bed and breakfast. So it does have a two-car garage that's detached that sits out back. Something really unique about that garage. It was one of those original carriage houses. So it has a basement below it and an attic above it. Yeah, cool.
That sounds like a neat house.
It's really neat. And all for under $600,000. Are you kidding me? All right. We have one at 3938 7th Street Northwest. And this one, we did receive an offer on it. However, the offer is contingent upon those people having to sell their house. So if you are a buyer or if you are an agent with a buyer who doesn't have to sell their house, possibly you could bump that offer. It's a two-bed, one-bath house over in the manor for $239,900.
Ooh.
Very, very affordable price.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this house, oh, boy. This one is 1412 28th Street Southwest. So four beds, four baths. It has finished square feet just under 2,500. It sits on 2 acres. It was built in 1972. It has a lot of potential, but the house is a little tired and does need some TLC, and it's priced accordingly. You can pick this one up for $459,900. And 2 acres in Southwest Rochester.
Yeah.
for a house that size. That just doesn't really happen all that often. Okay. And do you have time for one more?
One more. Yeah.
Okay. How about 1340 Elton Hills Drive Northwest? Three beds, one bath, built in 1958. And this one is $274,900.
There you all right? go.
So there's some Number options three. For you. And we have more. We have more. Not to mention those coveted withhelds that we have.
So if I want to get in, how do I get a hold of you?
Please call me on my cell phone anytime. That number is 507-259-4926. And I say it every week and I mean it every week. I look forward to your phone calls.
All right, Robin. Enjoy the week and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds like a plan. Bye now.
Okay. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, News Talk 1340, KROC AM, and 96.9.